传递专业知识，服务华人生活。欢迎收听希望之声专家在线。
听众朋友好，欢迎您继续收听希望之声广播电台的节目，我是主持人唐韵。随着数字化时代的发展，孩子们的屏幕时间是越来越多，家长们对网络内容的安全性和教育性也越来越关注。在今天呢，我特别邀请到了一位来自德国的教育专家，他的名字叫做 Boris。Boris 在德国是接受媒体教育和教育规划培训的，而且他长期从事学校发展和教师培训工作，特别是他还专门做过专题研究，那就是学生如何运用平板或者是电脑来提升他们的学习效率。那因为 Boris 在接受采访的时候讲的是英文，为了让大家了解到他想表达的原意，我们在今天的节目当中呢，也尽量的保留了他的英文回答，同时呢，给大家做简短的一个翻译，供大家参考。所以我们接下来就直奔主题。首先呢，我们请 Boris 介绍一下他自己。
My name is Boris Wittgen. I studied media education and educational planning in Germany and later worked in the public education sector, focusing on school development and teacher training. Over the past 20 years, I've helped schools with new learning models, teacher training, and ways to make teaching and learning more meaningful. I've also collaborated with major tech companies on how students can use tablets and e-learning tools in thoughtful, effective ways. So, working closely with educators, parents, and children, I've learned that real progress happens when technology, learning, and human connection comes together.
Boris 说，我在德国学习媒体教育和教育规划，后来在公共教育部门工作，主要负责学校发展和教师培训。多年来，我帮助学校建立新的学习模式，提升教师培训方式，探索如何让教学与学习变得更有意义。我也和多家大型科技公司合作，研究学生如何能够以更深思熟虑、更有效的方式使用平板电脑和电子学习工具。在与教育者、家长和孩子们的密切合作过程中，我意识到真正的进步是在技术、学习与人际连接这三者结合时发生的。接下来我问 Boris， 许多家长担心孩子的屏幕时间和线上内容，您怎么看呢？在孩子使用数字产品的时候，家长面临的最大挑战是什么？我们来听听 Boris 的回答。
Yeah, that is a valid concern. So, the challenge isn't just how much time children spend on screens, but what kind of experiences they have there. When digital products are designed thoughtfully, they can open doors to creativity, problem solving, and empathy. But when they are driven by algorithms that reward quick attention, they can fragment focus and emotional balance. But the solution isn't to ban screens. It is to create healthier ones, spaces guided by curiosity instead of hijacking it. And for parents, I think the biggest challenge is to stay involved, not as controllers, but as guides, helping children reflect on what they see, choose quality content, and balance it with real-world experiences. That is what's key, I think. So the goal shouldn't be to eliminate technology, but to make it serve development, not the other way around. Maybe you have seen this quote on the internet. It's everywhere out there. So in every person, there's a devil and an angel. The difference is only in which one you feed.
Boris 回答说，这些担忧非常合理，挑战不只是孩子花了多少时间在屏幕上，而是他们在那里经历了什么样的内容。当数字产品被用心设计时，他们可以打开创造力、解决问题能力和同理心的大门，但当内容由追求快速注意力的算法推动时，就可能让孩子的专注力变碎片化，也影响到情绪平衡。但解决方法不是禁止屏幕，而是创造更健康的屏幕体验，那些能够引导好奇心而不是劫持好奇心的数字空间。对于家长来说，最大的挑战是持续参与，不是作为控制者，而是作为引导者，帮助孩子思考他们看到的内容，选择有质量的内容，并在数字生活与真实生活之间找到平衡，这非常关键。所以目标不是把科技赶走，而是让科技服务于孩子的发展，而不是让孩子的发展去迎合科技。你可能见过这句网络上常常出现的名言， 每个人心中都有一个天使和恶魔，区别只是在于你在喂养哪一个。接下来问 Boris 的一个问题是，您如何看待数字内容对儿童价值观和性格的塑造？我们来听听 Boris 的回答。
Children are natural learners. Every screen interaction teaches something, consciously or not. Social media rewards speed and reaction, fostering short attention spans and reduced capacity for deep focus in kids, while platforms like Ganjin Kids reward reflection, empathy, and discovery. What children watch becomes how they think. That is why positive, values-based content is so critical today.
Boris 说，儿童天生就是学习者，每一次与屏幕的互动，无论是有意识还是无意识，都会带来某种学习。社交媒体奖励的是速度和及时反应，这会让孩子形成注意力的时间变短，难以进行深度专注的倾向。而像干净儿童这样的平台，则奖励反思、共情和探索。孩子们所观看的内容会成为他们思考方式的一部分，这也是为什么在今天积极的基于价值观的内容是如此的重要。接下来我问 Boris 的问题是，您认为干净世界里面干净儿童这一部分内容和别的网络平台相比，您觉得它有什么不一样？
It gives children good input, content that sparks curiosity, builds knowledge and inspires creativity instead of overstimulation. It offers stories and activitiesthat nurture focus, empathy, and confidence. Ganjin Kids is clearly safer than mainstream kids' streaming sites. While many platforms claim to be family-friendly, this one goes further. First, there's an ethical AI detection that blocks harmful or inappropriate content. Then there comes a second layer, that is human reviewers, making sure it is safe and not showing grown-ups' content. So to speak, it is 100% clean and positive.And then there's a third step, that is a curation. That means the content on the kids' page is structured according to key areas for child development and rated across educational values. So this way, parents know exactly what kind of growth Ganjin Kids supports.
Boris 回答说，他为孩子提供良好的输入，能够激发好奇心，建立知识基础，并启发创造力的内容。他不是让孩子过度刺激，而是通过故事和活动培养专注力、共情能力和自信心。干净 Kids 明显比主流的儿童影音网站更安全，虽然很多平台都声称适合全家观看，但干净 Kids 做得更进一步。首先呢，它有道德式的 AI 检测系统，会自动屏蔽有害或者是不适合的内容。第二呢，它有人工审核，能够确保内容安全，不会出现成人化的东西，可以说内容是100%纯净而且是正向的。第三是内容的策展体系，也就是根据儿童发展的关键领域来组织内容，并按教育价值进行评级，这样家长就能清楚地知道干净 Kids 所提供的内容都会支持孩子哪方面的成长。另外 Boris 还说，干净 Kids 它的核心使命很独特，就是要把品格教育置于点击量和算法之上。每支影片都有明确的学习目标，从激发创造力、批判性思维到培养善良的韧性。通过这样的策展方式，干净 Kids 希望为孩子打好坚实的基础，让家长可以在观看后继续与孩子讨论延伸教育。和其他主流平台相比，干净 Kids 最大的差异在它绝对坚持价值导向、无暴力内容以及非成瘾性的设计。我们下一个问题问 Boris 的是，您觉得干净 Kids 对父母有什么样的一些益处？
For parents, Ganjin Kids is a true game changer in my view.This is a platform that they can hand their child to without a second thought. No ads, no creepy algorithms, just safe, careful, vetted content. Every video is tagged with clear educational values or learning goals, like kindness or critical thinking, so parents can select something meaningful in seconds. That said, simply parking your child in front of it isn't enough. It certainly won't harm them,But the magic happens when you as a parent watch it together with your child. Built-in prompts spark real conversation. What would you do if your family faced a situation like that in the movie? Should we try building that rocket with kitchen utensils? want to head outside and test that sport ourselves. So this transforms screen time into quality time for the family and helps build healthy habits.
Boris 回答说，对父母而言，干净 Keys 真正改变了游戏规则。这是一个可以毫不犹豫交给孩子的平台，没有广告，没有令人不适的算法，只有安全经过精心审核的内容。每个视频都标注了明确的教育价值或学习目标，比如善良或批判性思维。父母可以在几秒钟内选择有意义的内容。不过，仅仅把孩子放在屏幕前是不够的，它当然会伤害孩子，但真正的魔力在于共同观看，内置提示引发真实的对话。如果我们家遇到电影中的情况，你会怎么做？我们要不要用厨房用具试着做那个火箭？想不想出去自己试试那个运动？这将屏幕时间转化为高质量的家庭时间，并有助于培养健康习惯。下面一个提问是，在使用干净 Kiss 后，父母可以期待自己的孩子发生哪些改变呢？
The curated videos speak of kindness, courage, cooperation, inspire for science and discovery. But to have them really land, the parents are better making an effort by sitting next to the child. Curious, present, and ready to say, what did you feel when the character chose to help? Or shall we try that tomorrow? If the parents can make it a habit, do that regularly, they much likely will see,The child pauses before reacting, not because a rule says so, but because they've practiced thinking with feeling. They initiate play or help without being told, not to please the parent, but because they've seen it's possible to act from the heart. They bounce back from a fall, not perfectly, but with a quiet, I can try again. And that's the seed of real resilience. And most importantly, they might look at the parent during the video,or the movie and ask, what would you do? And that is a real good sign that the screen time has become a bridge and not a babysitter.
Boris 回答说，精选视频传递了善良、勇气、合作，激发科学与探索兴趣。但要真正落地，父母最好坐在孩子旁边，保持好奇，在场，并准备说，当角色选择帮助时，你有什么感受？或者我们明天一起试试好吗？如果父母能养成这种习惯，经常实践，很可能会看到孩子在反应前会先停顿，不因为规则，而是因为他们已经练习过带着感情去思考。孩子会主动玩耍或帮助别人，不为取悦父母，而是因为他们看到可以从内心出发去行动。另外，孩子在失败后能迅速恢复，这不是完美，而是轻轻地说，我可以再试一次，真正任性的种子。最重要的是，孩子可能在看视频或电影时望向父母，并且问，你会怎么做？这是一个标志，屏幕已经成为桥梁，而不是一个保姆。
传递专业知识，服务华人生活，欢迎收听希望之声专家在线。
听众朋友好，欢迎您继续收听希望之声广播电台的节目，我是主持人唐韵。我们的嘉宾是来自德国的一位教育专家 Boris。Boris 是干净 Kids 这个网络平台的顾问，而干净 Kids 是干净世界这个网络平台下面的一个板块。在干净 Kids 里面有着很多内容丰富的视频节目，很受家长和孩子们喜欢。那接下来呢，我会继续向 Boris 提问。我的问题是，对于希望寻找安全教育性替代方案的父母，你认为干净 Kids 它在未来儿童媒体中可能扮演一个什么样的角色呢？
If you are a parent tired of wrestling with YouTube's Wild West or TikTok's attention traps, Ganjing Kids is a real antidote. I recommend it without hesitation. It's a rare platform that puts character before clicks. It has no ads, no algorithmic frenzy,just triple-vetted, values-driven content, tailored for different ages. Every video carries a clear learning tag, like kindness, resilience, critical thinking, so you can select something meaningful in seconds and spark real conversation with your kids. And the curators at Ganjing Kids clearly understand child development and education. They start with the child's and family's well-being, and each new piece of content enriches an ever-flowering landscape. I'm pretty sure this will naturally attract creators focused on human growth and not on profit or ego. And the future role of Gungeon Kids, I think it is a blueprint for post-algorithm children's media, where AI serves ethics, not engagement metrics. As families demand wholesome tech, it could pioneer co-viewing ecosystems, blending streaming with real-world play prompts, parents' dashboards, and maybe school integrations. And in maybe 5 years, it might set the standard that forces big tech to clean up or fade away. We will see.
Boris 回答说，如果你是父母，厌倦了应对 YouTube 的狂野西部，或者是 TikTok 的注意力陷阱，干净 Kids 就是解药。我毫不犹豫地推荐它，这是一个罕见的平台，把品格置于点击之上，没有广告，没有算法狂潮，只有三重审核，以价值为驱动，针对不同年龄打造的内容，每个视频都带有清晰的学习标签，这样家长可以在几秒钟内选择有意义的内容，与孩子展开真实的对话。策划者显然理解儿童发展和教育，他们从孩子和家庭的福祉出发，每一条新内容都丰富了不断成长的内容生态。我相信这自然会吸引关注人类成长而非利润或自我的创造者。未来的角色嘛，我认为干净 Kids 是后算法时代儿童媒体的蓝图，在这里 AI 服务于道德而非参与度指标。当家庭要求健康技术时，它可能引领一种共同观看生态，将流媒体与现实世界的互动提示，家长和学校整合相结合。五年后，它可能树立标准，迫使大科技公司进化内容或者被淘汰。咱们就拭目以待吧。接下来，我请 Boris 解释一下为什么他认为干净 Kids 是 Number One 的安全品牌。
There are quite some aspects.To why Gungeon Kids is the number one safe platform. First, the triple safety system, AI detection, human review, and expert curation. So that creates real trust. It is not left to algorithms alone. Every piece of content is reviewed through an educational and ethical lens. It's not just a technical one. And that is something parents can truly rely on. Second, the non-addictive algorithm.This non-addictive design is a game changer. It breaks the endless scroll cycle. Videos stop at natural breaks, so children can rest, reflect, and move on with their day. It fosters healthy attention habits, which is vital in a time of rising ADHD and dopamine dependency. And the third aspect, that's privacy protection. With no comments, no chat, and anonymized data,It eliminates the social pressure and manipulation that is common on other platforms. It's a space where children can explore without being observed, analyzed, judged, or targeted, and that's quite powerful. And the ad-free experience, that's the fourth aspect that comes to my mind. The ad-free model means no emotional manipulation or commercial influence. Kids stay focused on stories and learning,not on wanting the next product. And for parents, that might also be giving some peace of mind.
Boris 说有几个原因。首先呢，三重安全系统、AI 检测、人工审核，还有专家策划，这建立了真正的信任。它不仅靠算法，每条内容都经过教育和道德视角的审核，而不仅是技术层面，这是父母可以真正依赖的。第二，非上瘾算法。这种非上瘾设计改变了游戏规则，它打破了无限滚屏循环，视频在自然停顿处结束，让孩子可以休息反思，然后继续他们的日常。它培养健康的注意力习惯，这在 ADHD 和多巴胺依赖上升的时代至关重要。第三，隐私保护，没有评论，没有聊天，数据匿名化，消除了其他平台常见的社交压力和操控。在这里，孩子可以自由探索，而不被观察、分析、评判或针对，这是非常强大的。第四，免广告体验， 免广告意味着没有情绪操控或商业影响，孩子专注于故事和学习，而不是渴望下一个产品。对父母而言，这也带来了安心感。接下来的一个问题是，干净 Kids 它设计了一些关键的教育价值，比如说社会情绪学习、创造力与艺术等等。那我请问 Boris， 他如何解释这些价值观对孩子成长的重要性？
These six educational values, let me think of some examples so to illustrate their importance and how they are intended to work for whole child growth. First, social emotional learning. Take the example of a little girl that watches a story about sharing, and the parents reflect together with the child about it. So the next day on the playground, she says, "You can go first." So that is empathy in action, kind of straight from the screen to the soul.So next, STEM. Maybe it sounds a bit too much like school. We can also call it science and discovery, right? So a boy builds a paper rocket after a video, and he tilts and tweaks it till it flies. Or he has seen how to make a volcano with things that he finds in the kitchen. That's curiosity turning into real problem solving. Maybe turning also the kitchen into a mess, but also one more lesson for the parents to pay attention to their kids.And not to be on social media themselves, right? Then we have creativity and arts, like painting, dancing, singing, making music. One mom told me about her shy 6-year-old daughter. So she now draws feeling pictures after tough days. She saw a video on Ganjin Kids, and then she had a mom that paid attention to it. And this led to unlocking this self-expression in the little child. Moving on to cognitive development.So think of video content like brain teasers, memory boosters, critical thinking adventures, logic challenges. Of course, that helps to train problem solving, memory, and critical thinking. Moving on to language learning. Think of multilingual songs that teach basic phrases, and then bilingual family that uses them for dinner chats, leading to advanced literacy. So the same goes for storytelling, classic tales with modern twists,like a 10-year-old retells the hero's journey at bedtime, so that's like a moral compass gets activated. Or like videos with the educational tech, health and movement. That speaks for itself, right? So content that supports physical well-being with fun fitness routines, nutrition know-how, outdoor adventure games, and body basics. These six educational values aren't silos.They are woven together like STEM with heart, creativity with courage. And in a world of clickbait, this is click to grow.
Boris 回答说，干净 Kids 有六个核心的教育价值。他来举例说明这些价值如何作用于儿童的全面成长。首先呢，是社会情绪学习。一个小女孩观看一个关于分享的故事，父母和她一起讨论。第二天在操场上，他说，你可以先玩，这就是同理心的体现，从屏幕直接传达到心灵。STEM, 如果听起来太像学校，我们就把它叫做科学与探索 Science and Discovery。一个男孩看完视频后开始制作纸的火箭，他不断调整角度直到飞起来，或者他学会了用厨房里的材料制作火山。这就是好奇心转化为实际解决问题的能力，可能会弄得厨房一团糟，但也是父母关注孩子减少沉迷社交媒体的机会。还有创造力与艺术，绘画呀、舞蹈、唱歌。有一位妈妈告诉我，她害羞的6岁孩子在经历艰难的一天后，现在会画感情画。所以呢，干净 Kids 的视频加上妈妈的关注，就激发了孩子的自我表达。还有认知发展，视频内容像脑筋急转弯、记忆训练、批判性思维探险、逻辑挑战和数学谜题。当然，这些都有助于训练解决问题的能力、记忆力和批判性思维。还有语言学习，多语言歌曲教授基础短语，一个双语家庭在晚餐时使用它们，可以帮助孩子提高语言能力。还有就是讲故事，经典故事加现代创意，一名10岁的孩子在睡前复述英雄的旅程，这也是道德指南的启动。最后一个价值就是健康与运动， 不言自明，提供有趣的健身活动、营养知识、户外探险游戏和身体基础课程，可以支持孩子的身体健康。这六个教育价值不是孤立的，它们互相交织在一起。 STEM 与心智结合，创造力与勇气结合，在充斥幼儿内容的世界里，这是真正的奠基成长。接下来一个问题是，作为一个教育专家，你想给家长在如何平衡教育时间与娱乐时间这一方面，可以给出一些什么建议呢？
My advice, don't see screen time as the enemy, see it as an opportunity. Choose platforms like Gungeon Kids that teach self-regulation and curiosity, but forget the idea of having the platform there instead of a babysitter. Watch together with your kid, talk together, and this turns screen time into quality family time.
Boris 的建议是，不要把屏幕时间视为敌人，可以把它看作是一个机会，选择能教会自我调节和激发好奇心的平台，但不要认为平台可以代替保姆，要和孩子一起观看，一起讨论，这样的屏幕时间就变成了高质量的亲子时间。最后一个问 Boris 的问题是，如果请他用几个词来描述干净 Kids， 你会选择什么样的一些词汇呢？
Safe, inspiring, human.
Boris 选择的几个词是安全、启发、有人情味。好，以上就是对 Boris 的部分采访内容。时间的关系，我们就给大家挑着翻译这么多。如果我们的听众朋友您家里有12岁以下的孩子，那我们向您推荐干净儿童这一个非常好的网络平台，里面有很多非常有趣味性又有教育性的视频内容，欢迎家长朋友上去看一看。您只要在您的浏览器里面输入干净 kids.com ganjingkids.com， 您就可以进入干净 kids 这个网页了。希望这个干净的平台能够帮助听众朋友您的孩子健康安全的成长。
年终岁末正是表达感恩的时刻，希望之声在这里真心感谢每一位听众朋友您的陪伴和支持，因为有您的捐款捐车以及在空中的默默相伴，我们才能一路走到今天，持续为华人社区发声。如果您在年底前有捐款的计划，请 Google 搜索捐助希望之声，获得具体的捐助汇款方式。作为联邦注册的非盈利机构，您对希望之声的捐款可以得到相应的抵税。希望之声捐款热线888-275-1628 888-275-1628。